Myers Chuck juts out on a mainland wilderness peninsula with small islands that form the bay. Prince of Wales Island is to the west of the community. It only has about 20 residents. Carol Brown is one of them. She's lived in the remote community for 18 years and says the float dock has been deteriorating for a while. At first, the flotation, which is white styrofoam, began dissolving. She says pieces of it was all over their beaches. So, the community refloated the dock with about 130 blue and white plastic drum barrels several years ago. The repair was temporary, but functional, at least to this point. Now, part of the float is covered in water.
That's not going to last a whole lot longer because the wood that the barrels are under is deteriorating, as all things do in Alaska.
She says the float dock is kind of their link to the world since they don't have roads.
The community members do have boats of various sizes, and we use our skiffs to get from house to house because a lot of the homes are on separate islands that encircle our bay.
She says the floats are already at capacity and it's vital that the dock be fully replaced.
We get a tremendous amount of visiting boats through here. Throughout the seasons, during the summer, it's a lot of yachts transiting through on their way to Wrangell. And then we get a lot of fish boats, particularly in the fall.
The borough of Wrangell is responsible for replacing the dock, but is looking at cost-saving ways. Their solution is to shorten the 400-foot dock to 200 feet. Brown says the smaller size would not give enough space for all the vessels to moor. She disagrees with the U.S. Census that says there's 21 people who live in the area. She says there are over 50 homes and up to 100 residents seasonally. The state of Alaska gave the borough of Wrangell ownership of the Myers Chuck float dock 10 years ago. Amber El-Haddad is Wrangell's capital facilities director.
We believe that the costs are going to come in higher than that original budget number that we used to request the funding from the state.
The borough submitted a grant application to the state of Alaska Department of Transportation 2 years ago. The grant is for the state to match roughly $1.1 million with the local government's port and harbor reserves. That would pay for the 200-foot dock. El-Haddad says she doubts the state will give any more funds. If the cost is higher, the borough must find money to make up the total balance. El-Haddad wrote in an email that she was surprised no one bid, especially since a number of float manufacturers showed interest. She says they are in the process of reaching out to the prospective bidders to learn what happened. But as they wait, El-Haddad says the project will be divided up into two phases, the design of the dock and its construction. She says the borough approved approximately $330,000 for the design back in 2021. Eventually, the borough reduced the cost to roughly $230,000, enough to replace the 200-foot dock. In addition, the borough created another bid to extend the float by 100 feet.
If the bids come in, within a level of funding that allows us to award that additive alternate for the additional 100 feet, that's what we would do. And, you know, by installing the timber decking here in Wrangell was one of the efforts that would have some cost savings.
If the bids come through, El-Haddad hopes construction will complete by next summer.
What they would do is pick up the floats from Wrangell and the harbor in Wrangell. They would be obligated to haul them to Myers Chuck, unless there is talk that we might attempt to do that ourselves, but we'll likely hire that out.
El-Haddad says the contractor will reuse as much material from the old dock as possible. In Wrangell, I'm Colette Zarnicki.